Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi, friends. This is Gonzo G just making a video about racist rant. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, there's a lot of filth in the world. Yes, and you need to clean it, and it starts at home. What do you mean, Gonzo? Yes, every fucking people, every race has their fucking trash. Not only fucking niggers, but even your own kind. Yes, I'm the fucking a wetback, so guess what? There's a lot of trash in my community, but it is what it is. Until we clean it up, it's gonna be there. Yeah. Yeah, in case you don't notice, I hate every fucking race. Every race has a piece of shit there. Until you clean it out, it's there. Yes, I hate niggers, kikes, fucking even spicks. I know I'm a spick, but yes, trash, fucking chinks, fucking Muslims. Don't forget those fucking sand niggers. Yeah, and fuck, there's a lot of shit. Pajits, fucking gypsies. I haven't run into gypsies, but fucking I see their bullshit. Fuck that thinner crap. So yeah, so much hate and so many little people to fucking hate. Wrong. Everybody deserves your hate, so fuck them all. Just saying. Well, let's start with the king of the Jews. Yes, Jewies. The Jewy Jujus. Yeah, these guys are fucking stupid, so let's watch some clips talking shit about these homos, right? God damn it, they're ugly ass creatures, right? And remember, people are having kids with these fucking things. What the fuck's wrong with people? Oh yeah, I like money, so I gotta do some Jew shit. Well, fuck you guys. Yeah, how fucking happened in what war? Yeah, look, people die. People care? No, fuck all these people. But yeah, that's the world that we live in, but who cares? look at this guy. This guy's talking about Jews. What? Yeah. This fucking nigger loves Jews and saying, oh yeah, who won the Nobel Peace Prize? Look at all these Jews. Yeah, fuck this nigger. He's just a fucking pseudo-intellectual in my opinion, but whatever, what do I know? Next. Oh, and speaking about Muslims, look at this fucking bitch. Apparently she was from America and she went to Pakistan because according to the U.S. sucks. Oh, fuck this bitch. Who wants this fucking towel head? In my opinion, she could eat shit and die. Okay.
Well, what did we do? We depleted their sources.
Hey, at least this stupid bitch is admitting that they're stealing fucking shit that's not doesn't belong to them. So, yeah, get the fuck out. I'm glad you left. Next.
We took away the talents. We strengthened the economies of actually non-Muslim countries.
Well, according to the Brave browser, Muslims' fucking golden age, quote unquote, was between the 8th and 14th centuries. Yeah. So when you guys did supposedly your bullshit, it's been then. Yeah. And look at Muslims now. You think that's fucking back then? That's now. Yeah. Totally polar opposites. Yeah. No, fucking Muslim bitch. Your fucking people produce shit. Maybe back in the day, you guys were fucking explorers and rogue scholars, but look at you guys now. You guys are just fucking exploding people and doing your Allahu Akbar crap, so fuck you guys. Just saying. Well, Muslim lady, you could think your fucking cousins. They're the ones doing this fucking bullshit. So what you gonna do, friends? Yes, I guess we have to do fucking World War III or, you know, bring up fucking that shit back. Yeah, but if we don't do fucking stuff, fucking shit turns into crap. So yeah, friends, what are we gonna do? I don't know. I guess we're gonna be doing this shit. Yes, fucking World War III, fun times indeed. Well, hopefully this time around we do better shit, because if not, yes, friends, everything's shit, but eh. And remember, this is for entertainment purposes only, these are just my fucking delusionals, and I just pull shit out of my ass. Why? Why not? Well, friends, just don't be stupid like everyone else and fall for this fucking bullshit. Yes, friends, but yeah, let's see what other shit's around the corner. Yes, more Jewish bullshit. Why? Well, look at this guy, the shit that he fucking says. And he tries to tell you, do these people belong here in Israel? Well, let's see what this fucking jerk-off fucking says, right?
If you think this person looks native to the land and this person does not, you are and if you think this person looks native...
So what the fuck is this guy trying to say, that Israel is actually like a melting pot? It's fucking diverse and there's all these different cultures living there and they're actually being one? Oh yeah, sure. There's all these but different cultures in fucking Israel. You're fucking stupid, guy. Well, I don't know. Let's see what delusional shit.
And this person does not. You are. Here, look at this map.
Okay, this fucking Jewish cocksucker fucking lover is saying that Israel's a big old melting spot just because it's right in the middle of all this bullshit. Oh, okay. Like, these guys are not fucking racist against other people. Yeah, don't they call non-Jews fucking goy?
Do you know what a goy is?
Does that mean non-Jew?
Yeah, let's stick with that, you fucking asshole. Well, anyways, if you see this guy's fucking shirt, it says Z-I-O. So, that just points to me. He loves fucking uncircumcised penis inside his mouth, and he likes fondling fucking someone's fucking hairy testicles. But, it's your story, guy. Let's continue.
Open your eyes for just one moment. This little slice of land.
You know what, guy? I think this motherfucker needs to shut his fucking Israeli cocksholder. Yeah, man. This guy says a lot of bullshit. A lot of dirty things are coming out of that filthy mouth of yours. Just saying.
It's the literal land bridge between Africa, Asia, and Europe. In the Torah, in the New Testament, and in the Quran, King David is described as having red hair. Jesus.
Oh, okay, so you're quoting fucking books that were written fucking 10,000 years ago by fucking a bunch of fucking people you didn't even know if they really existed. Oh, okay, yeah. You know what, guys? Shove those fucking books straight up your ass and choke on them, you motherfucker. Fuck off.
Yoshua is described as having olive-colored skin, and Moses' wife, Zipporah, is a Cushite woman who is described as black.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you to the nth degree. Saying that that motherfucker has a nigger wife is not a flex. Fuck you. I would hang myself like a fucking nigger in a tree if I was married to a fucking black bitch. Fuck that shit. Yeah, I'd rather not get laid at all. Yeah.
Oh, but that's a woman's pussy.
Yeah, but it's attached to a fucking nigger. In my opinion, that's bestiality. Well, anyways, just continue.
We have never looked one which way in this.
Oh, check this out. So this is what an Israeli looks like. Okay. Yeah, so this is a new modern Jew? Well, whatever, right? Jews like fucking mixing with fucking certain races so they can make their fucking people better. Yeah, so there you go. Are they improving their people? Okay, let's go with that then.
Land. If you think people are supposed to dress and look only one way in the land of Israel, it is the literal land bridge between Africa, Asia, and Europe.
Well, guess what? Apparently this fucking patch of land is the fucking, the asshole of the whole fucking world. Yes! And this motherfucker is just one little hammer in that fucking big fucking puckering butthole. Enjoy!
You, my friend, are
and you, madam, are a weak, effeminate little bitch. Can't even use the word retard because of censorship and feelings! Fuck you, guy. You're a worthless piece of shit. And you're a fucking retard. You're defending fucking people that hate you. Yeah, you're just fucking goy to them. But no, I'm a Jew! Okay.
Before you leave me a comment that says, okay, Haji, my family is...
Look at this dumb motherfucker. So technically, if he was from Iraq, they'll make him a Muslim, right? Oh, but he doesn't look like he's Muslim. To me, he looks more like a fucking Pajit. Yeah, isn't India fucking not that far away from Iraq? Like, these fucking cocksers couldn't fucking slither their ways to fucking Iraq. Come on, guy. Are you that fucking stupid? Yeah, like, look at all these fucking immigrants are coming all the way from fucking shithole Middle East all the way to the United States. So, yeah, if they can make it that fucking far, you think they can make it to fucking that shit country that you're in right now, you fucking faggot? Yeah, go smack yourself, you arrogant piece of shit.
But I'm not a Pajit.
I don't give a fuck you are. What you are is fucking stupid. That's the worst thing you could be is a fucking retard. Retard, retard, retard. You're stupid, stupid, stupid. Yes, that's the difference between fucking people and fucking retards. Fucking stupid animals that just act and feel their way. Yeah, that's you. And that was a notification. You made me rant, you fucking asshole. Fucking eat shit, bitch. Anyways, let's continue.
Iraq, not India. Me, Babylonian.
Look at this piece of shit. He says he's Babylonian. Whatever, you fucking idiot. Yeah, I think he's more of a baboso. If you know what a baboso is, that's Spanish for stupid. Yes, this guy is very, very stupid. Do you want to see what a fucking Babylonian dude looks like? Doesn't look like this guy. Let me bring it up. Whoa, I looked it up and supposedly this is a Babylonian. Yeah, does this guy look like that douchebag? Yeah, the only thing that looks the same is the beard.
except this is more scruffy and looking. The other guy's more kempt up, I mean, more upkept or whatever. But yeah, I personally don't have any facial hair because what I've noticed is that the only weak little bitches have beards now. Yeah, the cuck face. Do you want to have a fucking jizz catcher on your face so you can get all that fucking semen dribbling down your chin? I don't. So yeah, fuck you. Yeah, no beards for me. So, this guy's gay in my opinion, but whatever.
Not Indian. Babylonian. Stay with me. But by the loss of
that force of resistance. I don't know, man. My brain is really having a hard time to pronounce that word associated to you. Let me see. It's a bitch. Bitch. I think that's what it says. Bitch. You're a bitch. Yes, bitchity bitch, bitch, bitch. Now go suck a dick, faggot. You know what I just thought of? I'm gonna put this on Rumble. You think Rumble's gonna let me put this up with all this fucking shit that I'm talking? I don't care. As long as they don't ban me like YouTube did. Fuck off, right? What a fucking idiot. Yes, friends, there's a lot of people in the world like that that have that type of mentality. Yes, you're fighting this fucking filthy-ass mind virus because these people are so fucking stupid. They cry about all this shit, but they don't see the thing that's right in front of them. Fucking retardation, in my opinion. But yes, friends, fuck these people. They think they know better than you. But no, friends, things are changing, so fuck these people. Yeah, so now you see these people how they are. All you could do is just get stronger and get ready for the future. Yes, friends, the future is fucked, but that's okay, because things will get better eventually. So take care of yourself, friends. Bye-bye.
You got the children?
Yeah.
Good. Where's my money?
You get it when the job's done.
If I don't get my money, I'm releasing those files on you.
Well, I got files on you too, bitch.
Your Majesty, there's a riot in the town square.
Yes, and there's a riot every week.
They're criticizing the Jews.
That's anti-citrus.
So what? You can't handle a little criticism.
I like money. And if they start questioning what we're doing with those kids, we'll lose our money.
You're right. Money is more important than integrity. I'll take care of it. We will not tolerate any criticism of the juice in my magical kingdom. The juice is our greatest ally. If you criticize him, we will cut out your tongues and publicly execute you by way of Gregory.
Can we criticize Jesus?
Yes, that is encouraged.
Cut your hair, you fairy.
Where are the juice files?
You mean the hoax files? Are we still talking about that?
I saw the juice take kids into the tunnels. Where are they? What have you done with them?
Fake news! That's fake news and very anti-citrus.
Are you criticizing the juice?
No, I'm just asking questions.
Questioning the juice, our greatest ally, is banned in my kingdom. Seize the ferret!
Friends, no!
We don't question our friends. If you question the juice, that's anti-citrus. We will make an example of this scrotum. At noon on the morrow, it will be executed. Let this be a lesson to you all.